From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. This weekend, Iraq has seen another surge in attacks against Iraqis working with U.S. forces. The killings have taken place mainly in Sunni areas north of Baghdad. Insurgents gunned down 17 Iraqis today near Tikrit. In all, about 70 people have been killed in just the last 3 days. NPR's Mike Schuster is following the situation from Baghdad. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Jennifer.
Mike, it seems amazing to think that Iraqis continue to sign up for police and National Guard duty. Is there any drop-off in their numbers?
I don't know whether there's any drop-off in their numbers in terms of recruiting. There's the famous case of Mosul a few weeks ago when insurgents, which are believed to have left Fallujah during the Battle of Fallujah, attacked a number of police stations in Mosul, and nearly the entire police force that had been recruited from Mosul, some 4,000 police actually left. This kind of targeting of police is going to have a corrosive effect on the ability to deploy a police force. In other parts of the country, like the South, the situation is not so bad. And of course, there's always the issue of money. There's an enormous unemployment in Iraq, and these are people who are getting paid real salaries, and their families depend on it.
But given the continuing attacks on the Iraqi forces, will there be enough of them to ensure security for the elections in January?
The January elections are likely to take place because everybody in a position of power to make that decision is firmly in favor of having those elections. Of course, the issue is whether there can be adequate security provided for the population of Iraq that might go to the polls, and this is an enormous question. The United States has already said that it won't be the U.S. troops that are going to protect voters and are going to protect the polling places. That will fall to the Iraqi police and the Iraqi National Guard. And of course, if these attacks on them continue, there are just major questions as to how secure Iraqi voters will be when they go to the polls.
Mike, for months we've heard about attacks on Iraqis who work with Americans, but it seems lately there are reports of clashes for purely sectarian reasons. What can you tell me about that?
Jennifer, as I understand it, over the past couple of months, there has been a slowly building level of violence of Sunni against Shia, and there have been a lot of murders, particularly on the road south from Baghdad to Karbala, which is a center of Shiite religious institutions. And a number of Shiites have been killed on that road. And what's happened a couple of weeks ago, a militia that is calling itself the Brigade of Fury formed in order to try to counteract this kind of Sunni against Shiite violence. And over the weekend, there was a clash between that group and a more Islamic-oriented Sunni group in the town of Latafia, which is south of Baghdad. And this seems to be the first time that there were actual Sunni and Shiite militias that clashed. And if this continues or grows, it doesn't portend well for Iraq.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Baghdad. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.